Last week you mentioned, both from Rav Chaim and in a more simplified way, the Mishnah Tanach, that there are two different mitzvahs regarding talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. One is the annual mitzvah that is called Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the other is the daily mitzvah that is called Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you remember, Rav Chaim gave the Chilukim. That Sipur requires Shelu Tshuva. It requires Maschil Bikinus and Messiah B'Shvach. Hope everyone remembers. You have to be Masber Hilchos Hayayim Pesach Matzul Morar. And there's a Chiyav to be Margish, Chayav Adam Liray Sesatzmai. And those are Pratim in the Mitzvah of Sipur. They are not Pratim in the Mitzvah of Zechira. And the Mishnas Chinuch doesn't go into that particular detail to make all of them d'oraisa, but the Mishnas Chinuch says, simpler vein, that Sipur requires an arichas and zechira yoyaitse with one pasuk. Again, the Mishnas Chinuch isn't pirate like Rav Chaim. The Nesivus in his Haggadah says exactly like the Mishnas Chinuch. He simply says that Sipur is a bigger arichas than zechira. And because of this, both the Minchas Chinuch and the Nesivus, and Rav Chaim presumably as well, they dingzach on the Rishonim that say that the reason you don't say a bracha on the Haggadah is because you're yaitzei b'mila echad. Because of Avadu, you're not yaitzei b'mila echad. B'mila echad would only be true for Zechira, it wouldn't be true for Sipur, and therefore Tade is a kasha, right? Why don't you say a bracha on the Haggadah? Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu l'saper v'yitzias Mitzrayim, and you have to give other terutzim. So there are other terutzim. One terutz is you don't say a bracha on a bracha, just like you don't say a bracha on bracha samazan, and since part of the magid is Gaul Yisrael, so mamele you don't say a bracha on a bracha. The Sfas Emes says you don't say a bracha on hakaras hatayv, because hakaras hatayv has to be your margishit, not that Hashem is saying, I make you, God, you commanded us to say thank you, you know, that's a chisaron. I'm thanking you, Hashem, because you made me do it. You know, that's a chisaron, says that's a chisaron in the union of hakaras hatayv. But both the Nesivus and the Mishnas Chinuch and Rav Chaim, all three really, do say that the Rishonim that say your yaitzei b'mila echad is shver, because avada, that's only for zechira. That's not true for Sipur. By the way, the Nesivus of Haggadah is a very, very excellent Haggadah. It just came out last year in a very, very clear version with somebody even explaining it. Like, you now actually have a Peirush on the Nesivus' Peirush, which is very good. Just to mention, though, one very, very famous or infamous Chumrah of the Nesivus. The Nesivus says that you're not Yaitzei Maror with ground horseradish. The Nesivus says you're Mechuyiv to eat whole pieces. Of its famous, a famous chumra that some people are naik, which is makes
sense.
Isn't
it sakana?
Huh?
Don't we say
well,
that?
Well, one would assume so, but maybe you know, they were tougher then, they were more used to it.
Why does he say that?
Well, because he says, Lagabe Abracha, once it's ground up, he says it wouldn't be Hadama anymore. And Mimela,
it wouldn't be Hadama anyway, no one eats it like that.
Well, that's another tiny. Okay, that's another. Yeah, that's a tiny on the Nesivus type. One doesn't make a bracha on it that way. If Rav Moshe says, for example, although we don't paskin that way today, that even on raw onion you don't make hadama, because the derech is to eat it only cooked or fried. That's what Rav Moshe said. Our minhag is actually not that way. But so kal v'chaimer, horseradish for sure. People don't eat pieces of raw horseradish. That's a kasha, but this is what the Nesivus says. The Nesivus Taina is that grinding it up would not be good. Okay. But be it as it may, right, so that's what we talked about. So the last thing we talked about, and again, this will be the Hakdama to what I want to be Marich on today a little bit, is the kasha. Okay, if there is a mitzvah of Zechira, then why is it not in the Minyan HaMitzvos? I mean, the Rambam says, you're mechuyev to be maskir in the Mishnah. You're mechuyev min hatayra to be maskir biyom of a layla. So it is a chiyev min hatayra. So if it is a chiyev min hatayra, then why shouldn't it be in the taryag mitzvahs? I mean, you have this problem sometimes. Sometimes there are chiyuvim which are d'oraisa and they're not nichlal in the taryag mitzvahs. So I had mentioned a teretz b'shem Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim wants to say the following. You see from the Gemara, the Mishnah in Brachos, that there's a machlokes ben Zayma and the Chachamim, how to darshan the pasuk, L'man tiskar es yayim tseischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kail yamei chayecha. The word kail is extra. It should just say, you remember the Exodus, the days of your life. And that means your whole life. What is kail coming to be marbe? Machlekes, right? So Ben Zayma says, if it would have said yamei chayecha, that would have been the days. Kail yamei chayecha is marbe, you're even mechayev to do it at night. Yeah. And the Chachamim say, no, you're not mechayev to do it at night. Zechira. You're not mechayev. But yamei chayecha means Eilam Hazeh. Kail yamei chayecha is marbe, even yamos HaMashiach. When the miracles are even greater, you still have to be maskri Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in Achinami, you don't do it at night. Right? So Rav Chaim says, the pashtus of the machlekes is that if kail is marbe yamos HaMashiach, you don't do it at night. Le'idach gisa, if kail is marbe night, you don't do it yamos HaMashiach. And indeed, the Gemara says beferish that according to Ben Zayma, this is beferish in the Gemara, according to Ben Zayma, if kail is marbe night, you're not maskir yamos HaMashiach, based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that says, hinei yamim vayim, days are coming, where you'll no longer say, right, Chai Hashem who took me out of Mitzrayim, but rather Chai Hashem who took me out of all the other Goliaths. Ben Zayma's Mashiach, we're not maskir yamos HaMashiach. So Zakr of Chaim, Ebazai, since the Rambam says you're mukhliyev to be maskir yaim and laila, the Rambam paskins like Ben Zayma. Ebazai, since Ben Zayma is marbel laila from kol, the pasuk in Yirmiyah would be telling me you're not maskir limais HaMashiach. Ebazai, even though the Rambam doesn't say it beferish, but Ebazai, it turns out that according to the Rambam, there will be no mitzvah of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim on a daily basis, limais HaMashiach. Oh, so Zakt Rav Chaim, if that's the case, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs has a klal, this is klal gimel, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, right? Before the Rambam lists the mitzvahs, he gives you 14 klalim, as to what is a mitzvah, what is not a mitzvah. And the Rambam says, any mitzvah that will not be noheg forever is not counted in the Tayag mitzvahs. Now, you have to understand that. As I said last week, korbanos and everything connected with the mikdash is considered to be noheg forever because theoretically, if we wouldn't sin, we could have a base of mikdash, meaning there's a condition, the mitzvah is chal only if you have a base of mikdash, etc. But that's called noyeg l'dairis. But things like don't eat the man overnight, right? That's not one of the tayag mitzvahs. And the mela, he wants to learn anything that's not noyeg l'mais HaMashiach, right, is not going to be nichnas the tayag. And since the Rambam will learn that Sipur Yetzias Rem is not going to be noyeg, I'm sorry, no, Sipur is noyeg because Sipur is an annual thing, but Zechira. Sipur is the anniversary of the event. That we're going to do for sure. But the daily Zechira is going to be superseded by the Hakaras HaTov for Moshiach. But this is the Teretz of Rav Chaim, which means according to this, if you were to paskin like the Chachamim that you would be Maskir Limos HaMashiach, you would count it in the mitzvah. And of course, this, by the way, will give rise to an interesting discussion of the Ramban. The Ramban discusses, the Ramban wrote Hasagas to the Sefer HaMitzvahs. And in the first essay, the Ramban is very interesting discussion, very, very interesting. He says, are we wedded to the idea of Taryag? Like, who says you got to come up with 613? It's really only a statement of only one Mandiyamar at the end of Maseches Makis, Doresh Rav Simloi, Taryag mitzvahs nemru l'maisha misinai, and he darshens it from Taira tziva lanu Moshe, Taira's begamatria 611, Moshe gave us 611, because anaychi and loyia l'cha, we heard directly from Hashem. But the Ramban says, maybe other chachamim don't hold like that. What would be so bad if you had 700 mitzvahs or whatever? Because the Ramban raises the following problem, because the problem is that we have machloiksim in the Gemara whether certain things are a mitzvah or certain things are a rishus. For example, the Gemara in Saita says that there was a machloikis Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael about three psukim. One is li'aylam bahem tavaydu, right? That you can enslave an Eved Kanani. Is the Torah saying you must enslave the Eved Kedai? You're not allowed to free him? Or is the Torah saying you're allowed to keep him as a slave, but you could free him if you want? It's a machlekes. We have another machlekes, as hanachri tashich. Right? I cannot charge a Jew interest, but a goy, I can charge interest. Is that a reshus? I'm allowed to? Or is that a chiyav? If I lend a goy money, I'm supposed to charge him interest. Right? It's also about involving the guy. Okay, I don't remember the Ramban. But the Ramban makes the point that you have a problem that every time you make something a reshus, then you got to make something. Either way. In other words, if you have 613 without it, then the one that says mitzvah is going to have to take something out off the list. If you don't have 613 except with it, then when you make something a reshus, you have to make something else a chova. And the Ramban says the Gemara never kind of gives you the equalization formulas. In other words, why doesn't the Gemara ask, for example, well, if it's a reshus, then what other thing is going to be a mitzvah that's going to make it up? So the Ramban actually suggests a revolutionary idea that would sound almost like modern or reformed. He says, maybe there aren't. Maybe 613 is not a magic number. So this one holds their 612, and this holds their 613 or 614, right, etc. So he actually at least debates the possibility that Taryag is lav dafke a halacha psuka, but then he brings from midrashim that apparently Chazal, it's not just Rav Shmuel, right? There are midrashim that talk about Ramach Evarim, the 248 bones are the positive mitzvahs, and the 365 sinews, right? So the Ramban at the end goes back to the position we normally take, but at least the Ramban was mistopic whether Taryag is an article of faith that you're mechuyev to go with. Okay, but be it as it may, therefore, this is Rav Chaim's Mahalich. Rav Chaim's Mahalich is that if you're not masker l'maisa Mashiach, it's not a mitzvah anayik l'dayrus. So even if it's a chiyuv, d'oraisa, it's not nichnas in Taryag. Taryag are only the mitzvahs that will apply forever and ever. So I wanted to tell you that there's a tzlach, the Neidah B'Yehuda, in which, starting with a relatively minor question, but from his binyan, it's mukhrach that he totally disagrees with Rav Chaim's premise. And here's where he starts off with. This is the tzlach and brachas, just as a totally irrelevant aside, but one that's interesting. When Hitler was destroying Jews, so Hitler had a certain fear. His fear would be, Rachman Othlan, that he would have been so successful that nobody would even know there was a Jewish people. And as a result, he would get no fame or credit for destroying the Jewish people. So what he did was, he wanted to collect all the artifacts from many, many Jewish communities and make it a huge museum to show what the Jewish people had. And then that would be his memorial to what he destroyed. So this museum was in Prague. He collected these things in Prague. So what happened was, after the war, this became a great, great museum of Jewish things. And I remember around 25 years ago, it was traveling through the United States, called the Precious Legacy. So it went to the Smithsonian. So I went to see the exhibit. I wanted to see what they had. And, most of it was not of particular interest. Kiddush cups and whatever it is. Apparently the china of different Hever Kadishas that painted china was very good. But there was one little thing there that nobody was even noticing, nobody even cared about. It was a little notebook in a big glass box. And, it wasn't aesthetic. It wasn't gold. It wasn't silver. But it was the notebook, the original notebook of the Tzlach and Brachas. It was the native Yehuda's Ksaviyat. That was the thing. That was the thing to see. You're wondering about all the plates and everything else. Most people didn't understand what that was. But it was something very, very powerful to see Mamish, the native Yehuda's Ksaviyat. Unfortunately, I couldn't turn the page, so I only had the one page, but this was the Tzlach, Tziyon Nefesh Chai, it's Chidushim on Gemara called Tzlach. So this is the Neidah B'Yehuda starts off with a relatively minor question, but from this he builds a very nice maracha. And the question is this, Bar Kapara says at the end of the first parak of Brachas, Kol HaKayre Avraham Avram, Oiver Belay Sasa. if you refer to Avram Avinu by his name, original name, Avram, you're mechaven to call him Avram, so you're over on both a lav and an aseh. Now again, it doesn't mean one of the tayag mitzvahs, but because it's not you know, in Matan Torah, but it says, Lo yiyomer od shimcha Avram kiyem Avraham, v'haya shimcha Avraham. There's a lav and an aseh. Right, so, and the Gemara then asks, so why don't I say the same thing by Yaakov, where the Torah says, your name is no longer Yaakov, it's Yisrael. But the answer is that we see the Torah itself means that Yisrael is your Iker name and Yaakov remains Tafel, because the Torah itself calls Yaakov Yaakov. But with Avram, you're Iver on a Lav and an Aseh. Now, if you look at the Gilyon Hashas, on Bar Kippurah's statement, the Gilyon Hashas directs you to a Magen Avram. And this is a long, long Magen Avram, which lists all of the many things in the Gemara that are Osir that the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam don't bring. It's very important, Magen Avram, because Kiveger B'Dafka is Mitzayin to it, because the Magen Avram, he doesn't answer it, but he just explains that apparently there are things in Chazal which are recorded as Isurim Gemurim, and yet in the Sifrei Halacha, they are not brought down.
Not brought by the Rambam as well?
The Rambam, the Riff, the Rush, the Shulchan Aruch, the Torah, that Bar Kippurah's Memra is not brought down at all. So the Neder Yehuda wants to analyze why wouldn't it be brought down. So he wants to say the following. He starts off with this Mahalach. First of all, whether Bar Kippurah's din is emes would l'chayre depend on Ben Zayma and the Chachamim. Because what's the connection? We have this pasuk in Yirmiyah that says, days will come when you will no longer say, thank you Hashem who took me out of Mitzrayim, but you will say instead, thank you Hashem who is Makabej the Golias, Limos HaMashiach. Now, according to Ben Zayma, the Lo Ye'omer Od means you're not going to mention it at all. So the same way Ben Zoma says you're not going to mention it at all, that's what it means in Yirmiyahu, then Bar Kippurah's statement is your name shall no longer be Avram means it will not be Avram at all. In other words, basically, Bar Kippurah's drasha is emes only according to the way Ben Zoma interprets the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Masha ein kein, the Tzalach says, if you go like the Chachamim who say we are Masker Limos HaMashiach, so how do we touch up the Pasuk in Yirmiyah? That Lo Ye'omer Oid is not a total negation. It just means Yitzias Mitzrayim will be secondary and Mashiach will be Iker. So the Tzlach argues quite logically that could be identically to how you'll interpret the Avraham Pasuk, that your Iker name shall no longer be Avram, it shall be Avraham. So that's step one. Now, this is not going to be a teretz. So step one in the analysis is that Bar Kippurah's din is only going to be true like Ben Zayma. Now, again, that's not an answer. The Rambam Paschal is like Ben Zayma. Bar Kippurah's only going to be true like Ben Zayma. It's not going to be true like the Chachamim. Okay, everyone follows that step. Because according to the Chachamim, the pasuk would not be telling me it's usher to call Avram Avram. The pasuk is just telling me Avraham is his Iker name, just like Limos HaMashiach. It doesn't mean you're not going to mention Mitzrayim like the Chachamim. It just means Mitzrayim is going to be a tofa. So that's the Tzlach's first yisayid. The Tzlach's first yisayid is that Bar Kippurah's din is only lefi shitas ben Zayma. It'll not be lafi l'shitas chacham. Okay. Second step, before we get to the Rambam. The Neder Yehuda wants to say, now this is somewhat implausible, but he wants to say that if you look in the Riff, the Riff does not say beferish that you're mechuyev min atayra to be maskri yitzias Mitzrayim at night. He doesn't say one way or the other. And the Neder Yehuda wants to be mochiach that the Riff actually paskins, amazingly enough, like the Chachamim, that you're not mechuyev to be maskir at night. The Riff. How do you prove that? I mean, the Rif doesn't even bring the Mishnah, you're Mechuyev or not Mechuyev. So he wants to say, the Rif brings a Mishnah in the second Perek of Brachos. And the Mishnah in the second Perek of Brachos is Rav Yeshua ben Korcha, who is describing the order of Kriya Shema. So Zakt Rav Yeshua ben Korcha, Lama Kadma Shema, Levahayayim Shemoa. So Rav Yeshua ben Korcha says, because first you have to be Makabel, O Malchus Shemayim, that's Hashem, and then Vahayam Shemoa, you're Makabel, the yoke of the individual mitzvahs. Okay? Then he goes on and says, V'lama Kadma Vahayam Shemoa Levayomer. Right, that Tak is a kash, because Vayomer is much earlier. Vayomer is in Bamidbar, Parsha Shlach. So he says, because Vahayayim Shamoa is Nayheg Bein Bayom Ubein Balayla. Now, what does that mean? Avada, it doesn't mean everything, because Tefillin isn't Vayom Shamoa. That's only Bayom. But it means Talmud Torah. That there is a mitzvah there that is nayeg bayayim uva laila vayayimer, which is tzitzis, is only nayeg in the day. It's not nayeg at night. Abrezukta nayde b'Yehuda in parshas tzitzis. We also have the mitzvah of zechiras yitzias mitzrayim ani Hashem alaykechem. Asher hotseisi eschem mi'eretz Mitzrayim. What are you going to say? That it also contains a mitzvah that's only b'yayim? But that's equally true of v'yayim shemoa, which has tefillin. It must mean that everything in v'yayimer is only b'yayim. Wow. So zuk tenei debuta. Again, you can ding zechem the diak. This is not, it's not 100% ironclad. Nobody wants to say, it's muchrach that Rav Yeshua ben Korcha is chaylek on ben Zayma and holds that you're not maskir yitzias Mitzrayim at night, only in the day. Therefore, since the Rif brings the Mishnah of Rav Yeshua ben Korcha, the Negev Yehuda wants to be meichiach that the Rif paskins like the Chachamim and not like Ben Zayma. So now, why the Rif is Mashmit Bar Kapara is Gavaldik. Because Bar Kapara's drasha that you're not allowed to call Avram Avram is only Yitachein like Ben Zayma. And since the Rif paskins like the Chachamim and not like Ben Zayma, so which means, in other words, we are going to be Masker Limos HaMashiach. And if we are going to be Masker Limos HaMashiach, that means in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, when it says, Lo Ye Omer Od, it is not a total negation. It only means Tofel and Iker. Eibazai by Bar Kapara 2, Lo Ye Kare Od, Shimcha Avram is only Tofel and Iker. Bar Kapara's drasha is only like Ben Zayma. It's muchrach zaktenedru that the Rif paskins like the Chachamim. Like the Chachamim, it's lo yitachain Ben Zayma's drasha. This is the Neid Yehuda's mahalach. In fact, that's why he even says that otherwise there's not even a reason. Why would the Rif bring Rav Yeshua ben Korcha? Rav Yeshua ben Korcha is immediately the agadata. The Rif only brings the parts of the Gemara that are halacha l'maisa. The reason for the order of Kriya Shema is not Nogeya LaHalacha. Why does the Rif bring it? Zuk Tenei Rabbi Yehuda, because inferentially the Rif is informing you that he paskins like the Chacham. Now again, to me that's a very muddened way of communication. why does the Rif have to tell me that in such an indirect way? Let him just say halacha. We have a Mishnah ben Zayim and the Chachamim. Let the Rif say halacha kachachamim, which is the normal way the Rif does it. But the Neid Yehuda wants to learn that the Rif is showing you this in an indirect way.
Can you still learn Bayayim Shema is still a mitzvah tamidias as opposed to Bayayim, which is you do it morning and you do it night. I mean, it's not mashma so much.
You'd have a problem with the lashon. Yaim and Laila, Ella B'yayim. First of all, the lashon B'chlal is shver. Even by tzitzis, it's actually shver, because, as you know, there is a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rush. How will the Rush learn that Mishnah? I mean, according to the Rambam, where Isa Maisai tells me there's no mitzvah of tzitzis at night. Right? That's the Rambam Shita, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis at night. The Rush learns that night and day are not referring to night and day, it's referring to garments. Garments that are miyuchad for night wearing are putter from tzitzis even in the day. And garments which are used for day wearing are chayiv and tzitzis even at night. And that's the Rosh Hashita, that it's all totally on, not on yayim and laila, but on kesus yayim, the laila. So how will the Rosh learn it's only noyeg by yayim? The Lashon doesn't fit the Rosh b'chlal that good. Okay, but be it as it may. So this is why the Native Yidah wants to fend for the Rif. Now the problem is, though, the Native Yidah then says, my teretz for the Rif, why he's mashmit bar kapara, is not a teretz for the Rambam. Because the Rambam l'chayra vadai paskins beferish. Right, we're not answering why it's not the Taryag Mitzvah, that's a separate, we'll get to that eventually. But the Rambam vadai paskins, you're mechuyev to be maskir yitzias Mitzrayim, day and night. Right, the Rambam says day and night. And the Rambam says it's the Araisa. Now if that means he paskins like Ben Zayma, that call is Mar Ben Night, then you're not Maskir Limos HaMashiach. If you're not Maskir Limos HaMashiach, your darshaning Lo Yayomer Oid is L'chalutin, Eib Hazoi, you should have Bar Kapora's Din. Right, so in the Rambam, why is he Mashmit Bar Kapora's Din? Right, this is, that's right. The teretz for the Rif is not good. So here, Nayi Behuda says it's Chiddush, and this part of the Chiddush you will see is not like Rav Chaim. And he says the following. He says, just because the Rambam paskins your maskir at night doesn't mean he paskins like Ben Zayma. Rather, the Rambam holds even the Chachamim that are Marba Limosa Mashiach. In other words, we were learning if kol means night, you're not maskir limosa mashiach. And if kol means limosa mashiach, you're not maskir at night. Zaktet slach, help the Rambam. You will be maskir at night no matter what kol is used for. And this is his cheshbon. His cheshbon is that Ben Zayma holds you're not maskir limosa mashiach. That's beferish in the Gemara. And the reason you're maskir at night is only because of kol. In other words, Ben Zayma apparently has a havamina. If there wouldn't be a riba, if it just would have been yemei chayecha, you wouldn't have been maskir at night. I need a kol. Zaktinei b'Yehuda, when the chachamim use kol to be marbe limosa mashiach, it's not the pshat that they don't do it at night, but rather pumfakert. They have no havamina to exclude night, and even if it would have been yemei chayecha, they would have done night. In other words, not that if I'm using it for Mashiach, night is going to be pacher, but pumfakert. Night would be chayev without a riboy. Why is that so? So here the Neid of Yehuda wants to be tailored on another machlekes on Marayim. And he says the following. There's a machlekes, Rav Yechanan and Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Is there a chiyuv to be seimech geula litfila by Ma'ariv? Right? We know in the morning, right, we're mechiyuv to be seimech goal Yisrael to Shmona Esrei. We're not allowed to be mafsik. Right? That's called Semichas Geula Litfila. Right? It's a Chi of Gomor. What's the basis of it? So the Gemara Darshans, because the end of Tehillim, Yud Tes, is Hashem Tsuri V'Gayali. Hashem is my rock and my redeemer. And Kapitel Chaf begins, Yandcha Hashem B'Yayim Tzara. May Hashem answer you on the day of your Tzara. That's Tefila. So David HaMelech taught us that after we recognize Hashem as our Goyel, we then turn to Him in tefillah. So there's a machlekes. Rav Yechanan says, "Kishem that you're mechuyev in smichas geula l'tefillah in the morning, you're also mechuyev in smichas geula l'tefillah at night. Ma'ariv. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, L'chaira, how could that be? L'chaira, after I say Goal Yisrael, I say the bracha of Hashkivenu. Hashkivenu was mafsek between Gula l'tfila. And the Gemara's answer is, since Hashkivenu is also a Gula Richter, because you're acknowledging that Hashem will give you shalom, just like Hashem Sefasai Tiftach is a tfila Richter, so Hashkivenu is Gula Richter. Baruch Hashem Leolam of the diaspora is type of problem. And what's even a bigger problem actually is Chatzikadus. That actually is a problem the Gemara doesn't even address. I mean, the Chara, it's a Pella. The Gemara asks the Kasha, how can Rav Yochanan say, B'Sarmech Gula Litvila, the Chara Hashkivenu was a Hefsek? And the Gemara's answer is, Hashkivenu is a Gula Richter. What about the Chatzikadus? I mean, we don't say a Chatzi Kaddish in the morning between Goal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei, because that would be a Hefsek of Gula L'Tvila, right? And what about the Chatzi Kaddish itself? Are you going to say Chatzi Kaddish is, well, you could say maybe it's a Gula Richter, but that would be very fair. The Gemara itself doesn't say it. The Chatzi Kaddish is actually quite difficult. The Gemara wants to say that even though we're Semek Gula L'Tvila, we don't want to do it as complete as Shachris, because Tvila Sarvis is a Rishus ultimately, and we want to make different levels of smichas between a tefillas rishos and a tefillas chayva. It's shreir. But putting that aside, Rav Yochanan does say you're mechuyev to be samech gula v'tefila of ma'ariv. Now, if you remember from brachos, Rav Yeshua ben Levi has a whole different mahalach. Rav Yeshua ben Levi says not only is there no chiyev of smichas gula v'tefila, but the way Shmona Esreis are set up, Shmona Esreis are sandwiched between the two recitations of Shema. Tfilais b'emtzai tikkun. According to his Mahalach, in the morning I say Birchas Shkriya Shema and Shmona Esrei. And at Ma'ariv I say Shmona Esrei. And afterwards I say Birchas Kriya Shema. Right, that's called Tfilais b'emtzai tikkun. And Tfilais b'emtzai tikkun means that Tfilos are sandwiched by the Shema on either side of them. And the Gemara says, although the Gemara is not really masber why he considers that desirable, the Gemara doesn't give you that explanation, but the Gemara does say that he doesn't require Rav Yochanan's sequence, because Rav Yeshua ben Levi holds there's no chiyuv of smicha skula l'tfila by Ma'ariv. The Gemara then explains the machlekes Rav Yochanan and Rav Yeshua ben Levi as to whether night is considered to be a chelek of the geula, that Rav Yochanan.
By Shachris is no machlokes.
No, there's no machlokes by Shachris.
Only by Arvis.
Only by Arvis. Yeah, right. So the Gemara explains that according to Rav Yeshua ben Levi, there's no chiv to mention geula litfila, because the night was not a zman of geula. We didn't leave Mitzrayim until the morning. Night is not a zman of geula. That's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Geula me'urta name have. The Geula began at night because of Makas Bechiris and the fact that Paro told us to get out. Okay, so it's a Dover Pashut. Everybody paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. So Zak de Tzlach Azai. It's Lach Tainis. Im Naniach, that we paskin like Rav Yochanan, that the Geula was maschil at night, then it could very well be that even the Chachamim who darshan that Kail is Marbe Limosa Mashiach, and they don't have a Reboy for night, they don't need a Reboy for night, because there's no reason not to exclude it. See, if you would learn that Yemei, in other words, like this, you might argue, well, Yemei means daytime. He tells us, no, Yemei does not mean daytime. Yemei means your life. If I exclude night from Yemei, that's only because of a Svora that night is not Iker Geula. But like Rav Yochanan, that the night is also a chelik of the geula, there would be no reason to exclude night. And if there's no reason to exclude night, then even if you hold your marbe limosa Mashiach, night would be nichlal, because that's a chelak of the gula. So Memela zukt the Neidib Yehuda the following. The Rambam doesn't say, I paskin like Benzoma. In fact, the Rambam never says that, right? The Rambam never writes in the Mishnah Torah, who he paskins like. All the Rambam tells me is a halacha. The Rambam says, you're mechuyev to be maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim in the day, and you're mechuyev to be maskir at night. We're assuming, he must paskin like Benzoma, because the Chachamim, who darshan for Mashiach, are not going to be Mechayev at night. The Neid of Yehuda says that's a false assumption. Because even the Chachamim who use it, Limosa Mashiach, if they go with Rav Yochanan Svara, that the night was also a Chelek of the Gula, it could be that they have no reason to exclude it. And automatically, yeah.
Doesn't the Gemara say,
so the question would become this. The question would become, So the question would become like this.
I didn't know I had to do it until Ramzama.
Yeah, yes. So you are correct. In other words, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah apparently is saying, without Benzoma's... Okay, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is indeed saying that without Benzoma's drasha, I wouldn't have known. But the Tzlach wants to say, but the Chachamim don't hold of that. They would say, even without Benzoma's drasha. See, if you look, is there a Maseches Brachos? I just want to just read you the language of the Mishnah. There's no Brachos here? We don't have a Maseches. Okay, it's not good. The Mishnah says the following. The Mishnah says, Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleilis. You are mechuyev to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. It doesn't say, and there's no machlokas on that day. That is stated as that. Then it says, Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Harini Kaven Shivim Shana. And if you look at the Lashon of the Mishnah, you see that what the Tzlach says fits the Mishnah. Yeah, this is the Mishnah on Yud Beis, Amid Beis. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Baleilis. Now, there's no machlekes in that statement. Then it says, Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, I am like 70, I did not know, either I didn't convince people or I myself didn't know that you have to say it at night until I have Benzoma's drasha. And Benzoma's drasha is, Yemei Chayacha is Yamin, Kail Yemei Chayacha is Leilas. But then it says, and the Chachamim say, Yemei Chayacha is Ayla Mazah, Kail is Lavi Yemosa Mashiach. Now if you learn that because the Chachamim darshan L'havi Yemosa Mashiach, they disagree on the din of Leilas, then the Mishnah should have said at the very beginning of the Mishnah, Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Leilas V'Chachamim Omrim Lo. Because of this, the Neid of Yehuda wants to say that the Reisha's din is categorical, and even the Chachamim who disagree with Benzoma, consistent with Rav Yochanan Svara, would follow the idea that you have no reason to exclude me. Okay, it's a bit of a complicated maracha. But according to this, it comes out the following. The machlekes ben Zayman the Chachamim Vadai is, are you maskir limosa Mashiach? That the Gemara for sure says is a machlekes. But they're not arguing, are you maskir at night? Ben Zayma holds, I would have excluded night had I not had a riboy. The Chachamim hold, even without a riboy, I wouldn't exclude night, because night is the zman of Ge'uma. Memele, zakti night of Yehuda. Going back to his relatively small question, why is the Rambam mashmit kol akayre Avram Avram? Right, over? Because like this. The Rambam doesn't paskin like Ben Zayma. The Rambam paskin like the Chachamim, that you are going to be maskir limos Mashiach. If you are going to be maskir, lo yayomer oi, there's only ikar v'tofel, but mainly he's mashmit
by kapot. At night, you'd mask him, of course. Everyone's maskir at night.
Yes. So, the point of my sharing this with you, besides the fact that any nerd of Yudas Kedai to look at, is you see Beferish not like Rav Chaim. Because Rav Chaim says that the Rambam Paskins like Ben Zayma, and you're not Maskir, Limosa Mashiach. According to Nerd of Yudas, there's no Raya anymore. The Rambam Fakert may Paskin like the Chachamim that you are Maskir, Limosa Mashiach. And Laila is included simply because there's no reason to exclude it. A bazai, according to Nerd of Yehuda, Yutaka Hefakasha, right? Yutaka Hefakasha, why don't I count Zecher Liyetzias Mitzrayim as one of the Tayag Mitzvahs? Rav Chaim's Teretz is not going to work because according to the Nerd of Yehuda, the Rambam learns you will be Maskir. Lemaisa Mashiach, right? So it's a yeah. So Lemaisa, the Nerd of Yehuda doesn't mention Rav Chaim's term. I mean, obviously,
this is another cloud that it falls into. That he could get out of. Back and have another.
So Nerd of Yehuda gives other reasons. Nerd of Yehuda says that the reason is not counted as a mitzvah is because it is actually not written as a commandment. It is written as a consequence. It says Lama'an tizkor. In other words, the Torah doesn't say uzacharta, you shall remember. It says, in fact, the simple meaning of the pasuk is when you do the mitzvahs, lama'an tizkor es yom seischa me'eretz Mitzrayim, do the mitzvahs in order that you will remember the exodus of Egypt. In other words, the Torah is defining it as a benefit you will get from doing other mitzvahs. Now, Menela, we learn out, you're supposed to remember it. But since the Torah does not directly say, thou shalt remember, the Torah says, do other mitzvahs in order that you should remember. So the Nerd of Yehuda says, it's another clown, that if something is not belashain tzivoy, even though we can infer a chiyuv, but if it's not written as a direct maisa that you should do, so he says you don't count it in the Tayag Mitzvah. That's another.
Could you answer right also that because it's not an independent act, because you've already mekayim the zecher by saying the Shema. So if I say the Shema at night, so I've mekayim two mitzvahs, saying the Shema at night and mentioning yourself. Sorry. So maybe he's only counts the mitzvahs that you do as an independent act of kind of mitzvah.
Yeah, I think that would be a little bit of a problem though, because that would only work if Vayomer would be a chiyuv of Kriya Shema. But the truth of the matter is, no. Kriya Shema alone is not mechayev Vayomer. Vayomer is only there because of Yetzias Mitzrayim with Tzitzis, right? So that's why it's there. By the way, it's an important Torah. By the way, Kriya Shema has a zman, right? There's zman Kriya Shema. There is no zman for Sipri Yitzhak. So Nebuch, the person missed. We say Shema anyway, but the person has to know that Vayomer is not. In fact, Vayomer they bring down, the price can bring down that Midrabanan, Vayomer has a din of tefillah. So it's subject to zman tefillah. But the Emma says, even if you missed that, if you let's say you didn't get up until Mincha time, okay? So it's for Falun, it's too late to say Shema. But you still have to say by the pasuk by Yaimer, because there's still a chiyuv of zechiras yitzias Mitzrayim of the day that's called Hayayim. Right? That's not mugbal by zman kriya shema or zman tefillah.
We're going to say that basically the Beis Hamikdash this whole thing is going that he holds in the Rambam Sefer Mitzvot also, but those are the mitzvahs.
Yeah,
that's part of it.
Yeah, he's going.
He's a different.
He's going. He's trying to be miyashiv. Right, he's trying to be miyashiv of the Rambam. Right. So this is the Nerd of Yehuda's Chiddush.
You can also give that answer for a Kafir, right? Why can't you say we don't have to call Avram? There's no law around the sefer for that because it's not a blushing tzivah.
No, that is
blushing tzivah.
Lo yikar is more blushing tzivah. Yeah. He talks about that, but he's masik that it is blushing. It is blushing tzivah. Okay, we see what time is for. Okay, so that was just there. Now I want to point out another hora from the. I don't want to get things too confusing. It gets more confusing as you go into it, but I want to say that. Rav Chaim's Vort is consistent with a Hara of the Beis Halevi, Rav Chaim's father. In other words, the Beis Halevi goes on a different Hara, but you can see that Rav Chaim and the Beis Halevi were, Baruch Hashem, operating on the same wavelength. And that is the following. he goes on a different nekuda of the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Hare ani kaven shivim shana. Right, I am like a person who was 70. Really, he was young, as we know. And when Rabban Gamliel was deposed as Nasi, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's beard turned gray. The Gemara indicates as the people would have covered for him. Other Mefarshim want to say perhaps the responsibility turned his beard prematurely gray. By the way, the Arizal says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a Gilgal of Shmuel Haramasi. So Shmuel died at the age of 52. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was born with the neshama that had lived 52 years on earth. So when he was 18, right, his neshama had 70 years of life on earth. Harayani kaven shivim, 52 and 18, kaven shivim shana. Yeah. But he says, lo zachisi sheteyamar. So there's a machlekes rishayim, how to learn lo zachisi. Does it mean I myself didn't know that I'm supposed to say it? Meaning I didn't know? Or I couldn't convince the Chachamim until Ben Zayma's drasha. Putting aside the Rebbe Yehuda's problem. So many Rishayim learn that lo zochisi sheteyamer means I couldn't convince them to do it. I couldn't convince other people to do it till Ben Zayma's drasha. So the Beis Levi asks a Pasha Dekasha. Apparently, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't know Ben Zoma's drasha. Otherwise, he could have said it himself. So if he didn't know Ben Zoma's drasha, and that's why he couldn't convince them, then why did he do it? Now, the implication is, I do it, but I can't convince them to Ben Zoma makes a drasha. Yeah? So, Zakta Beis Halevi, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah l'shitase didn't need a drasha, and he connects it to another machlekes. There's a machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes Tanayim, of how late can you eat the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, min ha-taira, you can only eat the Korban Pesach till chatzais. Min ha-taira, you cannot eat it after chatzais. The Chachamim say, you can eat the Korban Pesach the whole night, and it's only midrabanan that you have to eat it by chatzais. By the way, that's why we have a machlekes about the afikaimen. Let me explain the issue of the afikaimen. Like Rav Elazar ben Azariah, that the Korban Pesach must be eaten until chatzais, it's a devar pashut, that the matzah is compared to Korban Pesach, and it can only be eaten until chatzais. But like the Chachamim, some want to say that since min ha-taira, the matzah, the pesach could be eaten all night. So b'di'evet, even the matzah could be eaten all night. Right? In other words, you're not going to say k'dei l'harchik adam in aveira, that you can't eat it afterwards. Okay, and since we paskim like the chachamim, that's why some poskim say that afikomen could be eaten after chatzais, because the korban pesach b'di'evet could be eaten after chatzais. Okay, be it as it may, the Gemara in Brachos says that the machlekes is the following. The Torah says by the Korban Pesach, v'achaltem oso b'chipazon. You have to eat the Korban Pesach in a state of hurriedness, meaning ready to leave. But the Gemara's drasha is, you have to eat it until the time of chipazon. So v'achaltem oso b'chipazon is ad, until the time of chipazon. Now, who's chipazon? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says the chipazon of the Egyptians that are coming to us and telling us to get out, which occurred when? Chatzos. The Chachamim say chipazon means chipazon di Yisrael, when the Jewish people had to leave, which was Amud Hashach. So Zakta Beis Halevi, anything that, since the Torah always refers to the Geulas Mitzrayim as Chipazon, so however you define Chipazon will be the definition of what's called Iker Geula. So he tells us like this. Since Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says by Korban Pesach Chipazon is Chipazon de Mitzrayim, so l'shitasei, the Iker Geula is at night. Right? So according to him, you don't need the Reboy of Kol. And that's why he himself knew you have to be masker at night. But he couldn't convince the Chachamim, because since they say the Iker Chippazon is Yisrael, which is the morning, they look at the morning as the Iker. Again, this is not like the Nevi. That's what I'm saying. This is not like the Nevi. In other words, the Nevi was learning Stamazai based on Smichus Gula with Tefillah, that night is a Chelek of Geula. But the Beis Levi is learning, no, night is a Chelek of Geula only like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Night is not a Chelek of Geula according to the Chachamim. And we pass on like the Chachamim, and that fits Rav Chaim. In other words, all I'm saying is that the Beis Halevi looks at night as not needing a Riboy only in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But in the Chachamim, you need a Riboy, right? And that's consistent with Rav Chaim, that if you pass on like the Chachamim, that night is not the Iker Geula, you need a Riboy, and therefore the Rambam must pass on like Ben Zoma. You see, in other words, so what I'm saying is that analytically, the Beis Levi and Rav Chaim are working on the same track, meaning the Beis Levi is just Maisik, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you wouldn't need a Riboy of Kol. But like the people who are Chaylik and Elazar, you need a Riboy of Kol. And therefore, the only way you could be Marben Knight is according to Ben Zoma, and that's how Rav Chaim's, and then you would exclude the most. Hamashiach. So the basic idea is that father and son are working together here, and it's not like the Nevi Yehuda's Mahalachim.
I might be a little bit confused, but yeah. We're saying according to the Tzalach, it might not. He wouldn't agree with it necessarily. But the Chachamim are still saying there is a chelik of Geula having a night. The Tzalach himself, but Rabbi Yochanan, I'm pretty sure in that Gemara where Yeshua and Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan also agrees that Geula was at night. It wasn't Iker Geula. Isn't he proving that the Rabbi Yochanan would agree with the Chachamim and say,
well, maybe you're just trying to say that since Rabbi Yochanan holds your mechuyev to be maskir Geula with tefillah at night, that night is considered to be a.
But he also only held it wasn't. Yeah, but it wasn't like the Iker.
So that's Rabbi Yochanan and Levi. Rabbi Yochanan holds. If Shua ben Levi says you're not masker at night because the Iker Geula was not at night.
So. I'm pretty sure Rabbi Yochanan Domenech Mar says it wasn't the Iker Miha, it was a Chelek of Geula, and the Chacham should agree.
Oh, okay, it could be. I haven't seen the last one. But even if that's so, the Nevi Yehuda is learning that the fact that it is a Chelek of Geula is enough to be Machayev you in Sechila without a Riboy. I still wouldn't be Mamayev. That's what he's saying. In other words, he's learning that according to Rabbi Yochanan Swara, you don't need a Riboy for night. Night will, there's no reason to exclude night.
If Rabbi Yechanan is something like that, then the Chachamim by the Mahalai Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah by Korban Pesach should be the same thing. It's only
that's correct. Well, they're darshaning over there what Chippazon is. But okay, in Chanami, the Beis Halevi's word is not like the Nevi Yehuda. No, that's correct. The Beis Halevi's word is not like what I'm saying. The Beis Halevi is like Rav Chaim, it is not like the Nevi Yehuda. Okay, I hope I didn't confuse you too much.
The whole idea of the afikoman has to be eaten by so how do we pass in terms of like a shomer? And when it comes to the idea of kedei l'harchik adam minaver, is it that once the chachamim passing, that's a din? Even if I have a shomer for, let's say, kriyat shema, I know I'm going to go past chatzos whatever I'm doing, but I have someone or I have a kavua minyan, I'm going to make it. Would that fix it, or does it matter that they already passed him on? That the Iker is my out?
Yeah. For Chatzais, Shangri doesn't tell. I mean, now we pass it, you still read it. We don't pass it for Bela Yaymen.
Right.
But with Chatzila, you can't be saying Chatzila for after Chatzais or Minyan Kavua.